Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast this week. I thank you for joining me. And as we begin the broadcast, let's just join our hearts in prayer, because not only do we want the Lord's anointing on our time together, that He would give me help to share what's on my heart, but also, Lord, we're asking right now, we do come into prayer, and we're asking, Lord, that You would just enable me to deliver the word of the Lord, and Lord, help Your people to hear and to be strengthened and inspired and comforted by the beauty of Your word. The how wonderful You are, Lord, how much You love us, Your character, the great love that You have evidenced toward each one of us individually. You've brought us from a mighty long place, Lord, and You've brought us into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Lord, if anyone would be listening who is perhaps a backslider or perhaps has never known a relationship with Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that You would draw them into the ark of safety, draw them into that personal relationship where they are willing to invite Jesus into their heart and make Him Lord of their lives. Father, all the glory, all the praise goes to You. Lord, we want to lift Jesus up. And Father, right now I'm praying for everyone who has a need. Lord, those who have been so troubled in the work situation, the stresses, the pressures. Father, I just rebuke the stress and the pressure. And Father, there's a lady right now, she's suffering. There's pain in that right leg. It's just been aching and hurting her all day. Father, the root cause of that, I curse in Jesus' name. Lord, we stand upon Your scripture that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, we were healed. And there's a father who's been burdened about the decisions that you need to make involving your home, involving your loved ones. And the word of God says, Lord, if we ask wisdom, You will give liberally to all men, and You don't abrade. You don't condemn us or criticize for that. So, Father, we release not only wisdom for this father, but, Lord, wisdom in all of our lives to be able to make the right decisions. Father, be glorified. Thank You for Your presence. You know the need of every single heart, Lord, body, soul, and spirit. And we present ourselves to You and ask You to just be with us, Lord, because as we draw nigh to You, You draw nigh to us. And we give You the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Thank You for being with us, Lord, in a special way this week. We thank You for it. Amen. Well, on last week's broadcast, I made a promise. I said, because there wasn't time, that I would share one of the inserts that we have done some years ago. And one of the things I love to do, you know, when I invite you to become a part of the UCM spiritual family, let me just take a moment now to explain. There's a great love relationship. There's a bond in the spirit that God has placed. I have such a deep love and care for my UCM partners, some of whom I've never met. And some of the longtime friends and partners stretch back decades, literally, to the 70s. And yet there are many who I've not met. Some used to come into our services when I was in California. We were running services, had a local church. Yet you've become very dear to my heart, and I pray and fast regularly for you. I pray for my spiritual family, my radio family, even though some of you may never have written. But when you do write, if the Holy Spirit moves on you to respond, and I know it's possible to get overwhelmed with mail in your in your mailbox, in your email box. I don't do that. You're welcome to email, but if you do, and I will confirm that I certainly am praying for whatever needs you're sharing, but also that if you want further ministry, my ministry is in the ministry of correspondence, and I will send back to you what has proved for decades now, many testimonies, that it was the word they needed to hear. And so, and it's one of my sacred privileges. I love to answer the mail. I feel, you know, when surgery dates are coming up, I mark it on the calendar and I'm praying for those individual people. So just know that this is, when I say it's a personal ministry, I mean it's a personal ministry because I love you. Why? It's obviously, I go far above and beyond what is necessary. And also, I don't mention finances. My letters are meant to inspire and encourage, my monthly partner letters. There's a place on the prayer sheet for your name and my offering if you wanted to include it. But I don't bring up the subject of offerings. I've trusted the Lord for finances, and we have continued on in this ministry now for over 50 years. We had our anniversary celebration in 2015. So God has been good. God has been faithful. And so I just encourage you to please share your prayer requests. There's wonderful answers to prayer coming in. Now, having said all that, and I still have a exciting message I'm going to share with you, I trust, will bless your heart. But I promised to read. Oh, and I forgot to mention, when I send out mailings, it's just not the letter and the prayer sheet, I always make a point of sending something that will be inspirational, educational, informative, humorous, because we all need to laugh. And people, I know they share the inserts, they pass them around when they're done. So anyway, this is a little insert. It's entitled The Old Wicker Basket. And for those of you who sometimes get frustrated, you read the Word of God and you feel that you're really not comprehending, well, we can pray, and the Holy Spirit is able to open your understanding, to help you understand the truths and principles of God's Word. But I remember there was recently, and I got on a prisoner resource list, and I have prisoners, inmates writing from all over the country. And one brother in particular recently asked, he said, I really have a problem understanding the Bible. And so, of course, I prayed for him, answered his letter personally, and I included this tract, and it was just so blessed him. And he said, you ought to send that to every inmate who writes in, because they have problems with this too. So having said all that, before I bring this broadcast to a close, I better share it, okay? The Old Wicker Basket. The story is told of an old man who lived on a farm in the mountains of eastern Kentucky with his young grandson. Each morning, Grandpa was up early, sitting at the kitchen table, reading from his old, worn-out Bible. His young grandson, who wanted to be just like him, tried to imitate him in any way he could. One day, the grandson asked, Papa, I try to read the Bible just like you, but I don't understand it. And what I do understand, I forget as soon as I close the book. What good does reading the Bible do? The grandfather quietly turned from putting coal in the stove and said, take this old wicker coal basket down to the river and bring back a basket of water. The boy did as he was told, even though all the water leaked out before he could get back to the house. The grandfather laughed and said, you'll have to move a little faster next time, and sent him back to the river to try again. This time, the boy ran faster, but again, the old wicker basket was empty before he returned home. Out of breath, he told his grandfather that it was impossible to carry water in a basket, and he went to get a bucket instead. The old man said, I don't want a bucket of water. I want a basket of water. You can do this. You're just not trying hard enough. And he went out the door to watch the boy try again. At this point, the boy knew it was impossible, but he wanted to show Grandfather that even if he ran as fast as he could, the water would leak out before he got far at all. The boy scooped up the water and ran hard, but when he reached his grandfather, the basket was empty again. Out of breath, he said, see, Papa, it's useless. Then the boy looked at the basket, and for the first time, he realized that the basket look different. Instead of a dirty, old, wicker coal basket, it was clean. Grandfather said, "Son, that's what happens when you read the Bible. You might not understand or remember everything, but when you read it, it will change you from the inside out." The moral of the wicker basket story? Beloved, take time to read a portion of God's Word each day. It will affect you for good, even if you don't retain a word. God is not as concerned about your brain as He is about your heart. Isn't that precious? Well, if you'd like your very own copy, just send me an email, drop me a note, give me your mailing address, and I will put it in the mail to you. Okay? Praise God. Lord bless you. Well, in just the few moments we have remaining, I would like to begin to lay an introduction to a message I'll be sharing this week, which I've entitled, Holding On to His Unchanging Hand. And I'd like to share a passage of Scripture found in Isaiah 41:13, the NIV Bible translation I'm reading. "For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." I read a little story about a surgeon making his rounds through the hospital wards when he came upon a small child whose eyes had been bandaged. The child was waving his hand around in the air. It was almost as if the little child was trying to find someone's hand. There was a lot of stress and anxiety evidenced in the fretting of the little child. The surgeon went up to the child, took hold of that little outstretched hand. Instantly there was a change. The child was comforted by the grasp of the surgeon's hand and by the comforting words he spoke. That's what God wants to do for us. And if you need that assurance, I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Lord's hand reaching out to you. He said, "Do not fear, I will help you. I hold your right hand." Praise God. So, without further ado, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me. I love you dearly. I pray for you every day, UCM partners. I appreciate and thank God for your faithfulness, your generosity that keeps us on this station. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,